Today, Chinese officials say if President Trump goes ahead and imposes the tariffs he announced yesterday on $100 billion worth of Chinese goods, then China will, quote, counterattack with great strength. Earlier this week, China announced tariffs on $50 billion in American products, including, notably, soybeans. China is the largest importer of soybeans in the world, and the U.S. is one of China's main suppliers. So if tariffs go into effect, and that is a big if, American soybean producers stand to lose a lot. But soybean farmers in another country stand to gain. That country is Brazil. Wallace Tiner is here to unpack all of this for us, or at least help us unpack it. He's professor of agricultural economics at Purdue University in West Lafayette, Indiana. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Lisa.
How would U.S. soybean farmers feel the negative impacts of the tariff, and how would Brazilian farmers benefit?
Where it hits the ground is at the farm, and that's the group that would be affected most. U.S. production of soybeans would fall about 15%, and prices would fall. Farmers would begin to shift their production from soybeans to corn. With more corn on the market, then corn prices would begin to fall. So the group that's most adversely affected is crop producers in the Midwest. Of course, in any of these things, they're winners and losers, and the crops are mainly animal feeds. Soybean meal and corn make up a big part of the diet for most of the animals that we consume. So the livestock producers would gain because they'd have lower feed prices, but the crop producers are the big losers in this.
So crop producers, soybeans and corn included, and how about in Brazil? Brazil exports a lot of soybean. It would stand to benefit farmers there?
Yes, they do stand to benefit. Brazil, in our analysis, is the largest winner globally. In fact, we do analysis of all the kinds of impacts, export changes, production changes, price changes, and everything. But another one we do is economic well-being. What happens to the general economic well-being in different countries? And one of the fascinating things to me about this study is that the U.S. loses about $3.1 billion a year because of the tariff just on soybeans. But China also loses $3.1 billion a year. So China is a big loser in this tariff as well.
Why does China lose?
Okay, good question. China produces only about 15% of its soybeans. They import 85% of their soybeans. The cost of those imports goes up with the tariff, not only the ones that they import from the U.S., but the ones they import from Brazil and other countries. So our estimate is that the producer price of soybeans in China goes up about 5% and the consumer price up about 8%. So with all those price increases for an import that's that important, that large in the Chinese economy, they lose. So this is a lose-lose situation. The U.S. economy loses and the Chinese economy loses about the same amount. The winner is Brazil.
The winner is Brazil. To what extent? How much?
$2.7 billion per year. What happens in the case for Brazil is the acreage that we lose in the United States, Brazil expands their acreage. They have a lot of land. They have the potential to expand acreage. And over a 3 to 5 year period, they can and probably would do that if the tariff stayed in effect.
But there's a caveat to that, too. Farming in Brazil has been blamed for a lot of deforestation there in the Amazon rainforest. Does Brazil, you say they have a lot of acreage, do they have enough land to expand soybean production to fill in the gap and export more to China without knocking out more of the rainforest?
They could not displace all of U.S. soybean exports. That's a very good point. The soybean production in Brazil is not in the Amazon region. It's further south, and they have in that region, the Cerrado, they have potential to expand, say, as much as 9 million acres. That's a lot of soybeans. But it would take time. It's not instant. In fact, if the tariff went on today, it would have zero impact because today all of China's imports are coming from South America. They import from South America in the spring and summer after the South American harvest. They import from the U.S. in the fall and winter after the U.S. harvest. So a tariff today has no impact, but in 4 or 5 months, it would begin to have an impact.
And just to put a finer point on what you mentioned earlier on the question about deforestation, so you're saying that if Brazil had to expand to fill in the gap from the U.S., it would not take the place of part of the rainforest. Is that correct?
No, it's not. They don't produce soybeans in that region. It's possible that cattle grazing would expand in that region or some other changes would occur, but no soybeans are produced in that region.
When we hear about the soybean imports to China, we think about maybe tofu or soy sauce or soybeans as they are as a whole. But there are other products that soybeans make. Can you tell us what they are, especially in China?
Soybeans are 80% meal and 20% oil. The meal is a protein source that's used to feed animals. And it's very important in China for poultry and pork diets in particular. And it is absolutely essential in their livestock production system. The oil is used mainly in the human food consumption in China, as in many parts of the world. China also imports some soybean oil in addition to the whole beans from the U.S. So all of it's used, all the meal is used in the animal feed system, and the oil is used in the human food system mainly.
And one other point, why has demand for soybeans increased so much?
The soybean meal is 44% protein. It's an excellent source of protein in animal diets. And China does not produce much of it. China is determined to feed its population and is increasing the protein content of the diet. And so their demand for soybeans has just grown enormously. And the U.S. and Brazil are the leading suppliers.
Wallace Tyner, professor of agricultural economics at Purdue University in Indiana. Nice to speak with you. Thank you.
Good to speak with you, Lisa.